Shoghi Effendi, a talk given by Auxiliary Board Member Mrs. Javidukt Kadem at the 5th Annual Summer School in Southern California in July 1968.
I didn't have the privilege to see a book. And I maybe won't be there, and I don't mean myself. But I have the Bambian failure to be able to survive for 5 times. And really, I think that there is blue in the garden. This is the part of our life. 1921, our beloved master suddenly passed away, and the Baha'is of the world were shaken. That was a visual earthquake. This is a mahatmaic. They wanted, and the provision for the future was not in front of their eyes. They did not know what they have to do. They had the teaching of the faith like a beautiful, complete laboratory. All the teachings were there, had all the instruments to work and experience. But the alchemist wasn't there. The father was done. The one who brought base material to gold. The one who transformed the heart of the believers. The one who gave them new dedication, new life, transformed their life, was gone. They were heartbroken, tears filled their eyes, and then they couldn't see their way. But suddenly, the telegram of chamber of the great lady reached. The center of the covenant showed it. That was it. Again they came to life. They found their way. They knew that there is a center of the covenant. Now let us see the garden at this time. The garden was 24 years of age. Was studying at the Oxford University Balliol College. In order to perfect his language, the language, English language, to translate the writings of Baha'u'llah for the best time to see. This is the mission of the garden. The news of the passing of Abdul Baha reached him in London. Immediately, he was taken ill and stayed in bed for 3 days. The bond of love between Sargent and Abdul Baha was so much and so close that the garden could not stand separation from Abdul Baha. Lady Brownfield at that time was in the presence of the garden and took care of it. We have the letter from the garden at that time. Without knowing, seemingly, that he did not know he was the center of the garden. Seemingly, no one in the world. And of course, it is another subject. The garden knew where the garden was going to be. Well, that's me. The guy who wrote the letter, his father, his brother, and his sister, and told them and advised them as what they have to do in the future. Believe me, this letter shows the perception of the God. The guardian in this letter told them, so to speak, that they will become slaves. Advice. Be steadfast in the cause. If you are going to deviate from the cause, you will be nothing. my future. What will I have to do? That's up to you, Paul. What I do or not. And end it with this decision. Behind him came Pilate. Great authority, surely will I have. And the guardian is the department's responsibility. To be the guardian's responsibility. He himself translated the will into English. 40 days after the passing of the Master, there was a meeting of the scheduled committee first with the guardian. But the guardian was not present. And the will was read. Let's see at that time the Baha'i world. The Baha'is were simple. All accepted. They had the love of the cause. They were dedicated. Every minute they were ready to give their life for the cause. But there was no instrument. There was no administration that they worked to be channeled in that administration. The guardian nature. What was the guardian nature? The guardian was divinely appointed. The guardian was infallible. The guardian was the Son of God on earth. The guardian was genius for administration, for the solving of the problems, to classify the problems, and the requirements and the tasks of the hour. He was genius for organization. Those who were privileged to meet him, immediately they were captured by his eager, cordial, loving kindness of the heart. He had innate humility, combined with majesty. Didn't we hear what Mr. Richardson told us about Abdu'l-Bahá, that human nature and superhuman knowledge and perfection in the prison of Abdu'l-Bahá blended and complete the harmony. The guardian innate humility and mercy in the person of the God. No one in the world can have these qualities together. Innate humility and mercy. Look at the guardian was happening in the street of Haifa. Those who were not Baha'i, those didn't know the guardian at all, immediately sent him a democide and let him pass to the river. I know this myself. We see, after the passing of Abdu'l-Bahá, the cause of God momentarily stopped. But after the appointment of Shoghi Effendi, the guardian of the cause, it started to evolve to much higher key. Our father was gone, but our brother, young, energetic, master of organization, but at head of the cause of God and trying to conduct our effort and our energy and channelize our activities successfully. The guardian's heritage was to transmit the goals into practical action. This was the guardian's special purpose. When the guardian took responsibility of the guardianship for 6 months even for meditation, this was the character of all the prophets. I'm not talking about the guardian and the prophet, but Abdu'l-Bahá and the guardian followed the path of the prophet. They began to take it. They went for meditation, and the guardian for 6 months he went for meditation. And in this the shoulders of the greatest for him. I talk about the greatest for you. But I should say a few more also at this time. The greatest for you has great station in this church. Greatest for you is this. The female element and the male element are good. These two channels are different. Greatest Holiness has a special function to representing the guardian to the Baha'is of the world at the center of the cosmos. This guardian was 9 years of age. We are still a victim of this. It means if Abdullah passed away at that time, he had the guardian of 9 years of age. You know, in the oldest human theory about Allah is talking about the child who leads the humanity. That means that the human son was revealed at the time the guardian was not his official child. Another one of the Arabian believers wrote to Abdul Baha. And Abdul Baha and Allah, if this child, the human seed, and really is there in the system, Abdul Baha says, yes. This child is in it. An infusion in the spirit about his glorious achievement in the Baha'i world. Of course, the letter is there. You can find the letter, you can find the answer to what happened. Both is there. If anyone is interested, I will find the place and tell you the speech page and where you can find it. The Divine Testament has three parts. The first part was revealed at the time that the guardian was 9 years of age, and two other parts of the Divine Testament we don't know. It was given to the care of the greatest Holy League, and it was buried underground. And no one knew of the Divine Testament except the greatest Holy League. And you see, at the last part of the Divine Testament, you see, that it indicated will and discipline was taken out and the dam had affected Yunusitis. So, Yunusitis is the mission of the Great Story. For the 6 months, then the guardian went to seclusion or meditation. The Great Story revealed prayers for the five. You do not have the translation. The Persian friends know about the prayers of the Great Story. And if you do not forget the signature, you cannot differentiate between the prayers of the greatest Holy and Abdul Baha in the tone and writing. And greatest Holy did not have any formal education. Was educated in the school of Baha'u'llah. We see that school of Baha'u'llah means was educated by Baha'u'llah. They did not have any formal education. They go to any school. So, I was talking to you that the garden had ability to transform goals into practical action. There were three mandates that was the work of the garden, garden work. First was the target of karma. Now, if you use the target of karma, you see the institution at the world center, mostly. And the guardians worked closely according to this target, point by point. He established the work at the World Center. What did he mean at the World Center? He started to complete the job that Abdul Baha did for the shrine. The shrine at the Baha was consisted only of 6 rooms. And 3 rooms were added to this at that time, at the temporary archive. And it even afterwards, he made this monument of it, this beautiful shrine, that in the eye of the world, just looking and gazing at the beauty of the shrine at the bottom. The second thing the guardian did was about the bathroom, about the shrine of Baha'u'llah, and the land around it, and landscaping, and made it so beautiful. And the third thing that the guardian did, took back the dungeon of Banshees, the Baha'u'llah passed the gate from common prayers. And any holy act associated with the life of Abdul Baha and Baha'u'llah was
taken and carried for the faith, charge. Our glory guardian work expanded the property around the shrine of the Bible. And it's so beautiful. And those who have done five days and they know that there is 9 cherubs from the foot of the mountain until the shrine of the Bible. And 9 cherubs will be given from the shrine of the Bible to the top of the mountain. And this I heard also a month ago, last month, from Mr. Amos Gibson, who came to this country and gave a talk about the World Center and said about these terms. And I heard from the guardian that the guardian said, each of these terms will be in the name of one of the letters of the And the shrine of the Bob in the middle will be 2 9 9 terms. 2 9 18 and the shrine of the Bob 19. Our beloved guardian is the monument on the mountain of Karmel of the greatest holy belief, the mother of Abdul Baha and the brother of Abdul Baha, and also the wife of Baha, the wife of Abdul Baha. You see, there are 4 monuments. And the monument of the greatest holy belief is the sign of administration. There are 3 steps going to the monument. Is the 3 degree of our election. And then with the column, which is the enclave of all around the world, and the dome, which is universal house of justice, is holding the dome. It's holding the column, or the dome holding the dome. Or the column holding the dome. Sometimes I need to have the You know about the tablet of Karmel. You know about the tablet of Karmel, that Baha'u'llah and the tablet of Karmel, the people of Baha. Then I see the guardian book at the Holy Land, according to this tablet. Also, the tablet of Karmel is talking about the head or the crowning point of the administration, which is universal justice. And talking about the people of Baha, which their name is described in the Book of God. And these people of Baha, the beloved guardian said, they are the members of the Universal House of Justice. Now the second mandate that the guardian worked with, that was the tablet of divine. From the beginning of his ministry, he wrote a tablet to the Baha'is of Persia and told them that he will not rest a minute until bringing these institutions into existence, the Universal House of Justice. And he was killed. And he left. From the time that the guardian came took the office of the guardianship, let us see what we were at that time. We did not have any hint as far as the position. The nucleus of the faith was sown all over the world. It means that we have in Central and South America a lady Baha'i that built the order of Abdul Baha and the lady's house of it. And it still is here. Still is here. And seen the fruit of his labor, highly respected. 21 national officials in the city, and that one to all along by herself. And it's actually Agnes Alexander who's having the hand of the cause and is still living when for the order of Abdul Baha to Japan. You see, Abdul Baha provided an accompaniment to rise and set the top by this order. So indeed, he had the nucleus of the leader. The only leader he had at that time was 2 central committees. If you want to say central committees, fine. If you want to say local assemblies, still it's fine. Or national assemblies. But they were functioning differently. One in Persia, one in America. And they didn't know what was the procedure to do. So our beloved guardian for 16 years of his ministry is started to educate. Educate the people. So, we were not Baha'i. We were all kinds of things that were Baha'i. We were Jewish Baha'i, Muslim Baha'i, any kind of Baha'i. The guardian tried to educate us, to make us Baha'i, real Baha'i. We were just like a few, just a step to the ground, still the way of the ground and the tree. And the guardian shook the tree and all the fruit fell. That was the job of the guardian for 16 years. Educate them. How to serve the cup. How to be obedient. And he started to do the administration. Step by step. Go to the administration. Then, suddenly opened the door to the church. That was first 7 year plan, second 7 year plan, and third 7 year plan. The first 7 year plan, the guardian asked the Baha'i to buy for time. The Baha'i system. Alaska, Canada, Central and South America opened the door. The Baha'i is coming. It is those who went to Alaska. Just the beginning of the 7 year plan. He never left their pioneers until they had it. Now we have one of them killed, Meringer. Meringer went to Alaska for the first 7 year plan. And died in Soviet. Was dying. Although the guardian asked him, said, you may leave, said the guardian, please get me out of here. Or we have one other gentleman. Today, it's who she is using, and she is Luxembourg, as said in the book. Although the accomplishment of the 7 year plan wasn't easy, because there's a lot of talk in the first of all, the Baha'i going to bring in the world. Second, our financial resources very important. And also, at that time, they had the job of completing the House of Worship in America. The Baha'i giving all that they had for this purpose. And some people having all that this time, it was the war, the second war. Engulfing humanity, slowly, all the resources were going in that war. But Baha'i still had to go for the war. Without being tired, because they had a child. She had to accomplish the plan. They had to finish the plan and then celebrate the 100th anniversary of the God's mission to Mulasa. That was the agenda. And they failed. Second 7 year plan, and the accomplishment of second 7 year plan was the formation of 4 intercontinental conferences all around the world. At that time, at the end of the second 7 year plan, I was visiting, we were visiting the pioneers in Europe. It was so beautiful. The pioneers worked so beautifully. You know, one of them was Doug Mador in Denmark. Of course, at the time that I visited Doug Mador in Denmark, the meeting that we had, there were 72 believers. And they said that equal number of these believers also pioneered. You see, one soul went, although Europe is very difficult to work with, all of you know that here is much better than Europe. I had a friend in Luxembourg, I wrote me a letter, and just in the beginning he said, oh, you know, mass conversion in Luxembourg. Oh, you know, this is such a beautiful thing. I couldn't read the rest of the letter. And then after wiping the tears from my eyes, I used it at the end of one year. But you can take it in the world. And open the pagan gold countries to the stage. You know, the countries were at the time of Abdu'l-Bahi that France, Germany, and England. But the rest of the Europe never thought they were not aware of the gate and was not open to the gate. So, second 7 year plan especially, this was accomplished. Now, the pioneers told us that the French and Baha'u'llah that this is finished, and for 2 years we go and enjoy ourselves in America and take rest, and then we'll go back to the time. When the 7 years, second 7 years now finished, the guardian sent the telegram. Pioneers should not leave their post. And they tired or peaceful. All of them stayed here. At this time, the Baha'is were mature. Very capable. You know, they were standing with the guardian. The guardian had to be he was the Pharisee. His hand was on the pulse of the body and gave them the direction at the time that was necessary, and they were ready to get ahead. So the door was open. Because of the knowledge of the garden, of our capacity, and gave us international mission. The energy, the national spiritual attendance all around the world, it started to bloom with each other and in cooperation and in harmony in order to get the objective of the 10-year project. We were at that time in Chicago Conference. Then we received the message of the Garden for 10 years. The Baha'i of Asia got together and they said, the Garden said it's beautiful, it will be done, but to our knowledge, it's impossible. The objective of the 10-year crusade plan, to the eyes of the Persian believers, those they were standing, was unbelievable. It was impossible. Now, what are the objectives? To transfer the remains of the father of Baha'u'llah from Muslim cemetery. That was impossible. That was impossible. Who could do this? This is a court against the law of the Muslim faith. No one could enter the grave and take the body. It was impossible. There were so many things impossible. One of the human things done. And another story is that how it was taken and how what happened. And the dreams, so many dreams, where is the good? They didn't even know where it was buried, they didn't know it was buried in a place. But in that there's millions and millions of graves. No sign of the grave. No sign, absolutely no. So there was like a dream and so forth. So this 10-year crusade plan was accomplished. Of course we know, at the middle of this 10-year crusade plan, our God is God. The third mandate that our beloved garden worked with was the building. Bringing the two institutions into it. Of course, these stones incorporated and also in the tablet of divine plan, which our beloved God has started to expand today and at the same time bring to existence administration. But our activities should channel through that. This was by the letters that the Guardian wrote to American Baha'i community and asked them to lead the world administratively. Persia was the official cradle of the faith, and America is the administrative cradle. The Guardian in 1951, the Guardian appointed the International Council. You know the International Council was called Mary Gibbs, appointed by the Guardian. And then by the time passed, this body became elected, as you see the Universal Laws of Justice today. The Guardian carrying to this function brought into existence the institutions of the hand. The first contingent of the hand started at 1951 and then went on until it completed to the end. The Guardian passed away in 1957 and accomplished all these things and provided the evolution for the 26th life. He was the way to work with and evolve as today's people. The administration evolved to the present day and also the institution of the institution of the hand evolved and is evolved now. This is according to the writing of the Lord that made all the provisions for us. The Guardian passed it at the middle of the 1900s. And he also told us in a letter, 1957, and said, if the connection we completely divorced and left behind. Separated from the state, what you call it? Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think that. Should not be depressed. The patient born in the world was a cause, according to the He's a many rebels, he said, but you're sure that there will be a war. That's how they've gotten that. Listen, it was very, very hard. You know, I think the I very friendly day that the banana noise is very heavy. We had the behind music session. His heart, the end was this. And to the threshold of Kahala that our beloved guardian has is good and is in the condition. I said, Of course the guardian didn't do that. Shouldn't be otherwise. I never thought in my life that the guardian had. This was something that couldn't be. For something that shouldn't be. For something that really none of the Baha'is in the world expected happened. The guardian. Now, look at the uniqueness of the The uniqueness of the cause of the world. Infallibly. From beginning to the end of this discussion, it's never the cause of Baha'u'llah without the presence. You see, at the time of the Baha'u'llah, Abdul Baha'u'llah was the center of the covenant was in Faligat, and at the time of the Guardian was in Faligat, of course, and the gap between the Guardian and the Universal Hospital was directed by the hand of the cause that didn't take a word of themselves. They carried the plant, and the plant by itself was incredible. Do you remember at that time the Baha'is of the world were very secret, and as the hands of the cause about the succession, about they knew very well what was the thing that they were supposed to be the answer, but they never gave out the answer. They said, great. Universal Heart of Justice is the source of all good and free from all error, and they said, you. And you see the first thing that they should get. The succession of the Guardian. There is no one to be appointed as the Guardian. Within the infallibility, these 27 hands, after the passing of the Guardian, they got together. When the meeting, and I heard, very sad. Very, very sad. They lost the reason. They didn't know what to do. They were searching everywhere for something to indicate that they couldn't find anything. These 27 suffered great suffering at the Every day in the morning they went to the shrine of Baha'u'llah for guidance. Their hearts were bleeding. Their eyes full of tears. It was so full of tears that they could not see the path they were walking. I heard this from my husband said in one of these conclaves of the night when we were together. So we didn't know what to do. The tears pouring from all of our eyes. And our hands supplicating Baha'u'llah for some assistance. And one of the hands said, friends, if our eyes full of tears, we can't see, we can't say, please, wipe the tears and look what we have to do for the cause of Baha'u'llah. So that voice was so impressive, immediately our hearts, dear hearts, me. These devoted souls were day and night until they brought into existence the infallible body, the Universal House of Justice, at the completion of 10 years of this plan that all of us are aware of. And we had this celebration in London with 7,000 people. Now, who was the guardian? the eyes of the pen. First, although I was 7 times in his presence, I don't know. You know, a close memory who went to the presence of the guardian said in one of the meetings, talked about the guardian.
We walked quickly along the lower hallway toward the dining room.
deal exchanging faces for the proper order. I tried to peek around the back of the table in front of me for my first glimpse of the garden. The back prevented. Here I was in the lift. I heard his voice for the first time as he greeted her and shook hands. "Good evening," he said. She replied, "Good evening, shoulder." She stepped aside, and I was revealed to him in all my unworthiness. There was no place for her. Then the detective told me in Rome that each time he approached that door, he got cold shivers down his spine. And that he felt like a little boy caught with jam on his face. He told me this, but he didn't tell me that it was such a very cold shiver. And that was so really nice of Jack. Our eyes met. "Good evening," he said, and I replied. What I said, I can't remember, because I saw him coming towards me. He held out his arm and embraced me. He said, "We have been expecting for you for such a long time," he said. And he kissed me on the right cheek, then on the left cheek, and on the right. I clung to him ever so tightly. My predominant feeling was, I have come home. My chest hurt. It was so big. My throat was stopped off. My eyes tried to shed tears that were pouring from every part of my being. But the past was too great for me. He is tore up and blood. Then he asked me about my journey. I answered him, and my word, shame. I had made my living by word, but could think of nothing to say in his presence. My words were feeble, clumsy, uncertain. His guardian could be impressed by only one thing. Service to the king. Nothing would ever influence his judgment. Not virtue, position, power, or friendship. The only gift that could be given him was the gift of service. One thing was alien to me at once. My life was changed. My concept of faith, of teaching, of service. None of these would ever be the same again. For that moment, when he told me, "We are happy to be with you." I knew the terror in the words of the house. I feel less bereft of the melody of the dove of heaven. She will sing back the shade of utterance. I had gazed upon the beauty of the rose, and could never again contend to return. The cosmic guardian calls you to a higher self. He lifts you up to the heights of limitless ocean. Then sets you gently down. Having received the treasure, the secret, the payment, which is the service, the faith of God. The garden is like an ocean, a shelter for fish, who live upon his bounty, a storm of destruction for those who sail against his tide, and for what forbidden blood. He truly is the sign of God on earth, is the present form of most great ocean of power. Abu Bakr told us that the covenant for this ocean, it begins with him a strengthening grace to conquer as fish gains strength in the water of the sea. If he ventures beyond his water, he perishes. If he do not feed upon his soil, he dies in his death. Now, But if we use it, if we misuse it, we are destroyed. The dreams that please you when you are feverish, the dreams that save your Christ, is feeding on his bed. Friends, I wish I had answered this. It's not possible to answer. But the only thing that we know, that the God in God transformed the life of all around the world, the pilgrims, and those who are corresponding to the garden, those who were in touch with the garden, for the service of the God of the house. When his letters came and asked us for help, then he told us to get up and go to the primary place. Then he told us this is the only function in the world that we have to serve the cause of God. I think it's something maybe you can cheer up a little bit. We had in Greenland a few years back, and we were reading the words of the garden about serving the cause, about finding places. And the friends, they had the feeling of weeping, laughing, all sorts of things. Really, they were just like us in the drunk. And one of his friends said that I have to go out and meet the people because I can't stay here too much. You know, he took the car and went out. He came back laughing and laughing. Said I was going and thinking of all these plans of the guardian and what we have to do and how I dedicate myself to the service of the God, I cut the red light. And where is the top? Came and said, why did you pass it? Are you dead? And I, on all honesty, I was wrong. I said, yes, I am. And I started to smell around. I made most of it. Said, well, don't get me wrong, I am drunk, especially drunk. And looked at me and said, all right, I excuse you this time. Next time when you're officially drunk, don't come out. By the word of the God. And today, by the word coming from this infallible body, universal house. The requirement for serving the cause of the house is unity and God. To love Bahá'u'lláh, Abdu'l-Bahá, and the Guardian, and in their love and obedience to universal house of justice, love for another. This is the part that Abdu'l-Bahá said in his respect, and what is it the garden conducted us in the house? It is the mission. You don't know, I hope. Then Abdu'l-Bahá said, now is the hour of love and unity. This is the day of the spiritual harmony. Of the love of the Father. All the resources of me, my physical experience are exhausted. And the spirit of my life is the welcome tidings of the unity of the people of God. I'm straining my ears toward the east, toward the west, toward the north, toward the south, that happily I may hear the songs of love and fellowship chanted in the meeting of the day. I yearn to see the friends united, even as a stream of flaming fire, as the rays of the sun, as the gallows of one man. The mystic nightingale is bargaining for them all. Will they not listen? The bird of paradise sings. Will they not hear? The angel of Apollo is calling to them. The hand of the covenant is given. I am waiting, waiting to hear the joyful tidings that the believers are the very embodiment of sincerity and truthfulness. The incarnation of love and unity. The living symbols of unity and concord. Is they not glad in my heart? Will they not satisfy my yearning? Will they not manifest my wish? Will they not fulfill my heart's desire? Will they not give aid to my heart? I am guilty and I am patiently faithful. And our beloved guardian and all the people that are communication asked us for the steps. The voice coming from Universal House of Justice is the voice of power. Is the voice of Abdullah. His objective of 9-year plan is incumbent upon our church. No one can trust us. We have to set it now.